Screw the inside voice. These walls are basically soundproof.
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. It's fuck 50 Cent. I read them a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Hello, Earthlings. I'm Duke Buzzy. This is a very special episode 64 of Between Bars and Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and this Canadian winter is nearing its end. My esteemed guest this time is graph artist and human hip-hop encyclopedia Sage One, a.k.a. that guy with the epic beard. We talked recently about a whole heap of stuff, and you'll hear that conversation in a minute. Now, you know what? Let's do it a little different this time. And now, it's time for our feature presentation.
Sage One.
Just saying, this dude will make fans for you if you can convince him you're dope. And it ain't hard to do. Just be dope and get him to listen to your record. I decided to hand the programming reins partially over to Sage this week, and he brought in a metaphorical ton of dopeness. Case in point, here's a remix of Spinny and Jordy Laforte's Running.
While I'm pedaling banging like heavy metal, just a white little skeleton vest. Believe I'm better than all of the phony veterans claiming the wheels heal, but they really got no evidence. Trust, man, I'm clever, really ain't a brother. Better piece and I'm always together. I can figure out whatever. Mix and match, flip grants, then I make cash. Stay fast, anybody ask where the tape's at. Forget that, they're never gonna know. Never gonna know, cause I'll never ever show any average Joe exactly how I roll. Why I'm far split, it's like shit, I gotta go. Now I'm here in effect, a bigger threat than cigarettes. Disrespectful, conjecture, leave you with a seven neck. I profess, I'm my best, and I leave dude school. Say a rhyme, it's mine, they get overruled. I do what I do, but nothing to lose. Life's a trip, and I'm only on a cruise. Might just trip, get it scraped in a bruise. I take my lessons with me, and I'm careful when I choose to use. Grand fumes and booze, tattoos and shoes. Step back, check stats, real facts, coming through. Running with a crew in round 9-2 with bright new punchlines to outdo kung fu. The headaches that takes, not too great. We'll get it on my face. Matter of fact, get up and out of my space. You gonna have balls if you're running in the race. Some will say race. I'm at the race of life, not racism between black and white. Hope God. Here's a theory for tonight. We all the same color when we turn out the light. Plus we all get high, all stay fly. Like the way we live it, so we do it till we die. Don't ask questions, I really wonder why. But we have the same colors and triggers that underlie. Oh my, I saw what a wonderful world. Take time to say hi to the hundreds of girls. The chocolate, the mocha, the strawberry swirls. The one who look pretty with the silly little curls. And the toast to the women with your finger like an hourglass. Sit here, grin at the ear as the hours pass. Shake back, cause you know you got it. Move up one on my neck, I'm this smart, the rocket. Enough about that, heading to the next topic. Getting off track, let's move on and drop it. Bang it to the drums and it's kinda hard to stop it. Rush up the percussion and I'm feeling like I got it. Got another 30 seconds, moving quickly on the clock. Express discretion, moving sticky on the block. Expect obsession when I'm sitting in my spot. Up at the mic where I give it all I got. Cause I kill it like a villain, chilling up above the ceiling. Always open and I'm wishing to be $100 villain. And I really got a feeling it can happen through the rap. I gotta find a little balance between passion and talent. Do a bit of math, spit it up like a fraction. Use a bit of class, fix it up like a craftsman. Different from another cause his brother ain't babbling. Men on deck, pay attention to the captain. Life fuses up, pack weight in the cannon. Cram him, no debate, straight slamming. Big standing, but maintain great shape with the handling. Sticking to the name, spit the flame like a dragon. Dragon, dragon.
You've answered this before, a time or 10, but how long has it been since you've trimmed that thing?
I think it's about just over 2 years.
Okay.
My daughter's like 2.5 now, and I got pictures where it's like pretty short, like holding her, so that's kind of what I gauge the time frame on.
Right? I used to gauge what year it was by what grade I was in, and then like And then I went to college, and my concept of the universe just collapsed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take it from one who knows. Do not stop growing. You have a new branding effort or movement brewing is called the Beard Gang.
The Beard Gang, yeah.
The Beard Gang. What is that about?
At first, it just kind of started off like a joke. A couple of us were just sitting around, like, shooting the shit and stuff, and noticed, like, all these hip-hop collectives were, like, grouping together, and they'd come up with, like, it'd be whatever, hashtag whatever gang, and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It was just, we were just talking trash one day, and I just happened to be at home on the computer, and I threw the graphic together in half an hour or whatever, and just posted it as a joke.
Yeah.
And it went crazy. Like, everybody loved it, so... A buddy of mine hit me up. He's like, we have to do shirts. Like, all right. Yeah. So I picked the shirts up Tuesday. So it's interesting.
Some of the best things like start out as just sort of like I was joking. Yeah. There was that band in the 90s, Chicks Dig It. They started as a t-shirt. And then it was like, yeah, it's for a band that doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? I don't know. Because we're lazy. And then they did it. They became a band.
You just get forced into it off a joke. And
Oh man, I had something. It was. Oh right, yeah. The you mentioned the T-shirt. Like the design is it's kind of reminiscent of a pirate flag.
Yeah.
It's like it's a beard and cross razors.
Yeah, it's got like the beard and the cross razors and the stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's got like a top rocker kind of deal and stuff. Just I don't know. It was just for fun and like it's good. Like a lot of my friends have beards and stuff like that. And, like, definitions growing like a. Just grizzly beard and stuff like that.
Yeah. That thing is making Rick Ross look like a baby face. Yeah. So I didn't even recognize him the last time I saw him. Like I saw him at Survival of the Illest, the championship, and then I saw him again at the last Big Ticket. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, he went from like the super short hair and like the no facial hair to like the comb over and grizzly beard.
Yeah.
It looks like he's from 1950.
Well, he was wearing a hat, so I didn't know about the comb over. But
oh, on his Instagram, yeah. If you check out his Instagram, he's like that. The 50s hairstyles are kind of coming back. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think American Hustle has done something for the comb over too. You know, it's like you know Donald Trump has been doing it for a while, but but that's not cool. Christian Bale does it, and it's like, you know what? There's potential here.
Yeah. That was like Lawless for that Macklemore haircut. The movie Lawless started that.
It's like the new mullet or something.
Every famous white guy's got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got quite the coif there, too.
Yeah, it was just around the time that the baby was born. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to not cut it.
Yeah.
And then it's just become this thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of stuck. I want to keep some hair, but at the same time, originally, I was going to grow it out, cut it off for cancer, give it away. And now that it's long enough to do that, I was like, well, I kind of like having some of it. So,
yeah,
it's a whole length issue kind of deal. But one of these days, I imagine it'll be gone.
Yeah. It's all about balance, you know. Not everybody can be Timbuktu.
I did the shaved head thing for 16, 17 years.
I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe there's something to this whole Samson thing, you know? Like, I have a little bit of hair and things start to go well. So I'm like, should I grow it out? I don't know if I could stand that, but...
Maybe that's why everything's going good for me. I got enough hair for everybody.
That's right. Samson.
My fashion's circa 1993.
Yeah, and that's comfortable, you know? Like, I don't understand the tight jeans. I don't get it.
I don't get... The like tight jeans, but you're still trying to sag them.
Yeah,
that I don't get. Like, I was around when people were like pin rolling their pants and shit like that. But
yeah,
your pants fit. They were just tight at the like the tapered thing.
Yes,
shit like that. Like, I remember that way back.
People used to make fun of me for that.
Super early 90s, that people were doing that.
Yeah.
But I just can't. I can't get the sag in your pants and the tight skinny jeans at the same time. And now it's going skirts and dresses.
Yeah, the skirts and dresses. I don't know, like the kilts. You know,
I think
he wears a kilt and now it's okay.
I think that's what they're playing off, but like,
yeah,
the super long like leather skirt that like, Kanye rocked it, and ASAP rocked it,
yeah,
Vin Diesel seen in it. I don't know.
I don't know about leather skirts. To me, that would defeat the purpose.
Yeah. You know, my background's Scottish. Like a leather skirt. I don't know. Doesn't come across to me as a kilt.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want.
Well, I mean, if it's dragging on the floor, no.
Especially if you're rocking tights underneath it like ASAP did.
Yeah,
like,
hey, you know.
I don't know, man.
I live by the maxim, you know, be yourself, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, I came up like glam rock and like Poison and like going back to like David Bowie back in the day. So pretty much anything goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you want to do, do it.
Yeah, and a lot of those dudes for the award shows and the videos and stuff like that, I don't think they're really in charge of dressing themselves.
Yeah.
Like solely.
I don't know. Like, what do you think of that whole Lord Jamar going off on Macklemore?
He goes in. I think he went off where him and I think he went in worse on Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one.
Yellow Wolf tells him to shut the fuck up.
And he's like, yeah, I agree with you on like these standpoints and this and that, but man, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then the Jamar just goes off.
Yeah, his whole homophobic rant, it just got my back up. Yeah. You know, it's just like, oh, you know, okay.
Yeah, this day and age, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
It's not even an issue.
I understand. Anymore. He's a builder. He's a legend, and he needs to move on.
Talk less and put out an album.
Hey.
Like, talk to Sadat X and, you know, take some notes from him for a change and put out something.
Yeah, Sadat's still going, eh?
He's put out, like, 6 or 7 albums on his own.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jamar's put out one.
Yep.
I understand that where he's coming from. Like, yeah, it's black music. Yeah, it's all this. And if you want to be a part of hip-hop, you should know your history and you should embrace it. But at the same time, like, just, you know, so blatantly trying to outcast, like, white people from the culture is, I think, just so ridiculously...
Yeah.
Closed-minded. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, to a point, I agree with him when he said, you know, you're a guest in the house. That is true, you know. And the first one to tell you that would be Macklemore. But
if you want to break it down to, like, brass tacks, though, like,
well,
hip-hop right now is ran. A lot of the top artists, you know, are white. Like, there's natives. There's... It's everywhere. It's all over the world right now. Like, breakdancing is, like, a lot of the top crews are Asian. DJing, like a lot of the top DJs right now are Filipino. Like, graph writers are like white and Hispanic, and like everybody does that now too. So it's just so hard now to be like, wow, it's this. I just always refer back to KRS. Like, KRS took it to NATO in 2002, and it became a worldwide culture. So it's everybody's.
Yeah, there's that. I don't know. It's a big blurry line, you know.
It's good that everybody has a platform nowadays that they can express whatever they want to say.
You're somebody who knows the history.
Yeah, I've been a fan of hip hop. Like, I got into hip hop early '90s. Like, my first tapes were like N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet, Run D.M.C., Tougher Than Leather.
Yeah,
and then it just like exploded from there. And like,
that's right around the time that it was just cracking the mainstream too.
Yeah, and like, I grew up in this little wee town. There was like 4 or 5 of us, and we got into bootlegging. Like, 12 years old, we're bootlegging tapes. Like, everybody would go buy a tape, and then we just bootleg it, and then everybody'd have the tape.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was just like this collective, which allowed everybody to have tapes, and we're only buying one copy.
It sounds like a book club almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get this one. You get this one. You get this one. You get this one.
And then when I became a teenager, I got a really good job. Like, I was making like $16 an hour, like, nice. Working on the farm when I was little. No expenses. I didn't smoke. I didn't really do shit, drugs or none of that. So I bought albums religiously.
Yeah.
I would go buy 3, 4, 5 albums.
Yeah.
Just like stockpile them and dig. And now with the internet age, I'm just the hip hop hoarder.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Can't stop now. It's just all there. Yeah.
I want to find that gem. Like, I like listening to artists and then like 6 years later them blow up. Be like, oh yeah, I was listening to him way back. Like, yeah. Macklemore I was listening to in 2009. Now everybody's talking about him.
Yeah.
Like that. And I don't know why I always go back to him, but it's funny because everybody that shit talks Macklemore doesn't know he's got really good albums before Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
Just, the heist is garbage.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard his other stuff?
No. Is the heist actually garbage? Like, I've heard a couple of tracks off it and really dug what I heard, but I haven't sat down with
the album. I don't mind the album. Like, yeah, he's got his, like, popcorny garbage kind of, like, Thrift Shop is a joke, but at the same time, so was Hi, My Name Is.
Yeah.
When it came out, everybody, and he had fucking hated that song. And then you get the album, you get into, like, Brain Damage and the rest of the album, and you're like, oh, that album's sick.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So Swollen Members was the same. They had their like poppy, like, stupid tracks that got them on the radio and got them on
yeah. much music and stuff like that. And then when you bought the album, like the good tracks were there.
Anthrax Island.
So it's a gimmick that everybody's used. He's just using it to his advantage.
Yeah, he's got like a huge, huge fucking single. And yeah, it's like, what, like this keeps coming up to Puffy and Biggie, you know? Yeah. Biggie's got like a record done and Puffy's like, it's not finished yet. You need something to get you on the radio. Yeah. Nobody's going to hear the rest of it. So then it did Juicy and it's like, yeah, you know, like, except difference being that heads don't hate on that one.
Yeah. Oh, it's just funny because that kind of stuff, you know, people just push that to the side and like, we'll just hide that information. I want to talk this garbage.
Yeah.
Like I was watching a video with, was it Jadakiss? No, it was Styles P. Mm. And he's ripping on all these guys for like skirts and style and this and that and blah blah blah. And I was like, man, I remember you from the shiny suits. Like,
yeah,
you can't yeah. speak on this issue. And the guy interviewing him didn't even put him on the spot.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like,
maybe didn't know.
I remember you from the shiny suits. So,
yeah. Yeah. I forget who said the line. You're rocking things that the pioneers wish they could forget they wore. Who said that?
Now you got me.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We're both drawing a blank.
Interview over.
Heads from 1990, and we can't remember that.
Interview over. Hip hop historians go home. It's just failed.
If anybody can remember that, please.
Yeah.
Buzzy.bars@gmail.com. Remind me, and I will post the friggin'. What do they call that in journalism? Correction?
Yeah.
The stupidity of a nuclear arms race, the development of weapons, trying to solve your problems politically by electing this political party or that political party, that all politics is immersed in corruption. Let me say it again. Communism, socialism, fascism, the Democrats, the liberals, we want to absorb human beings. There are no Negro problems. Polish problems, or Jewish problems, or Greek problems, or women's problems. They're human problems. I'm not afraid of anybody. I don't work for anyone. No one can discharge me. I have no boss. I am afraid to live in the society we live in today. Our society cannot be maintained by this type of incompetency. Now we've got to change our way of thinking or perish.
In a space odyssey, exit the brainwash and escape velocity. Launch out prophecy, blood, sweat, atrocity. No tears, no fears, just pit blunts and cold beers. The old years in the streets, there's no coming back. Blood on a cul-de-sac, another one die young, bullets in the back. Some bullshit from the past and caught up again. Caught a back for spot rushing and hustling. Planned hit, victim of assassination. Killer cops scheming on some colonized the nation. They buy us faces, fighting a spaceship. And Anunnaki warlord rocking human faces. Where you gon' be in 2012? When the shit hits the fan, will you realize the self? Or will you stay blinded to the ways of the world and die crying on your knees? Say goodnight, baby girl. Calling a war child, SARS from the downtrodden. We sound bombing, raise the dead out the car.
Calling a war child, pop out your eardrums. Here comes the truth, some truth to save the sun.
Calling a war child, SARS from the downtrodden. We sound bombing, raise the dead out the car.
Calling a war child, pop out your eardrums. Here comes the truth, some truth to save the sun.
Live by the hammer and get nailed to the cross. The system is the predator, they praying for your loss. They can crucify the message of my body, baby body. And for Bobby, your body cloppy, strapped on the hearse. Sorry, the truth is you've never seen a papal survive. They shot the roof and the sheriff is starting a war. The call of the children will help the rise and fall of the builders. They murder hope in hopes to rewind your spirit. The product of vicious, I rewind on my inner. I'm not your cyborg or your war horse. Got you close to the third war, so what's this war for? You make the call and the universe will respond. The North Star is a tar and native tongues. My ancestors strive and bathe and sun. I aim for peace, turn the aim at one. Keep training, engraving with the pen. Take this gun.
Calling a war child, SARS from the downtrodden. We sound bombing, raise the dead out the coffin.
Calling a war child, pop out your eardrums. Here comes the truth, some truth to save the sun.
Calling a war child, SARS from the downtrodden. We sound bombing, raise the dead out the coffin.
Calling a war child, pop out your eardrums. Here comes the truth, some truth to save the sun.
You don't know the truth by now, but you will learn.
Let's talk about Sage for a minute here. Sage is a graph artist. Did you start with graffiti, or is that just sort of a style that influenced you? Because you work in a lot of different media.
I've always been like drawing, like ever since I could hold a pencil.
Yeah.
Like my mom still got drawings that I did when I was like a kid, stuff like that. I got into graffiti 1993, just fresh into high school, country kid into the city, and just like it was the first time that you switched classes. That was like a big thing. Like you go from the one classroom setting to the multiple classrooms and stuff like that. And you and all your like best friends get split up. Your homeroom's different than your best friends and stuff like that. So it kind of started from us just like drawing on the desks. And then when you'd switch classes, it was like communication between you and your buddies, what was going on at school, stuff like that. And then from there, it just blew up. It was like washrooms, lockers. It's just like, and then it hit the streets and we just went crazy.
Yeah.
Tagging really hard. And then about 1997 is when I started taking it like artistically, advancing into pieces and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college. Yeah, I do a lot of mixed media stuff like acrylics, oils, watercolor, inks, stuff like that. Like that's my passion. Early 2000s, I kind of got into graphic design a little bit and then I got away from it. More recently, I've got back into it just because necessity to eat.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Like, if you're an artist, you pretty much have to do everything you can get your hands on if you want to do that. Only there's a few guys that get to do what they want every day. Justin Maine, for sure. That dude hustles.
Yeah, right?
And it's crazy. I got nothing but love for that guy. That guy gets to wake up every morning and go take pictures.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I met him like a year ago. He was just starting, and now he's like freaking huge.
Yeah.
He's like blowing up all over the hemisphere, really.
Yeah. I was talking to him about a project he did way back. He did LS's last album artwork.
Mm.
And like, I'll break that out every once in a while just to peek at it. And it's just like, it was so good at that time. But at the same time, like if you really look at it, you can see how much he's grown and taken over.
When you say doing like graph design, you mean like album covers, logos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, album covers, logos, like event posters a little bit here and there, right down to like super mundane stuff like business card layout, document layout, and I've done magazine work, stuff like that.
Yeah, I reckon a lot of people don't realize how much graphic design is like a part of everything that happens now, you know?
Yeah. Like everything, pretty much everything you buy or touch or look at has graphic design element into it, like whether it's packaging or presentation or anything like that. So
I'm looking at like three graphic designs right here. You know, we got a phone, we got a piece of mail, and we got a book.
we're
graphic design on all of them.
Wearing a t-shirt, I got a business card in my pocket.
Yeah, look at this. This is two graphic designers right here on one shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this era has a name, it'll be the age of design.
Oh, it's so hard now too, because like with the internet age, it's just like everything is so saturated. Like to try to stand out enough so that somebody will pay attention to you, like to listen to your single or get your album or, you know, invest into your artwork or something like that. It's so hard to gain a fan or somebody like that. A lot of people, you know, go back to Toronto's screw face. I don't think it's that. I just think it's so much going on that people are just like, check out my album. Wow, I already got 12 albums this week. Like,
yeah, it's
when am I gonna get to listen to you?
It's hard to keep up. It's really hard to keep up. It's like, I was just thinking about it the other day and I was like, man, like I thought it was hard getting support. It's hard to give support, like especially with so many good artists all just even in this one city.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, it is hard to go to the events, you know? I mean, like me, I'm broke. I can't pay cover every night.
Oh, the politics of it, like,
yeah,
I'll get messages, hey man, you coming out? Or why didn't you come? I'm like, well, you know, you had an event the same night that, like, Ill Vibes throwing an event in Barrie and, you know, Cush has got one in Mississauga and Mike Guts has got one in Scarborough and they're all either the same day or the next day and you're just like, well, okay, I got $8. Who am I going to go see? And stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really tough to please everybody, but at the same time, I still try to support everybody. Like, I promote my friends. I try to go to the events. I buy their albums and stuff like that. I had a nice little conversation. Somebody, I forget who it was, they were talking to me about, oh, you haven't been to one of my events and this and that. I'm like, well, I own three of your albums.
Yeah.
And you've never been to one of my art shows. Conversation over.
Yeah.
Like it was done. It's like you don't own any of my work and you've never been to an art show.
And I've supported you.
Yeah. And I'm winning.
Yeah. So there are pictures of me holding your album on the internet. You've seen them, I know, because you liked them on Facebook. I've been forgetting to ask people this, but I used to ask everybody this. Who are your favorite independent Canadian hip hop artists?
Independent Canadian?
Yeah. Indie labels count.
Indie
labels. Major labels do not.
No major labels.
No majors. Right. No majors. Classified is out.
I don't know if I like Classified, but I don't know if he'd make my list anyway. I guess we could start here in Ontario. There's a big long list here. I guess I'll start with dudes that I grew up with. Like Ill Vibe, Mino Vibe go way back.
Yeah.
Like 2002, like little kid stuff. LS out of Barrie, super talented. A lot of people sleep on this guy just because he's trying to save the world. If you don't have his last album, like, it is a must have. LS In This Life.
Yes.
This is the repress copy here. So they've repressed it. There's a secret song. You can get it at lshiphop.com. Yeah. You can get it at Unity Market. You can message me and I will deliver it to you.
It's that good.
I've bought this album like 6 times.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's to the point where LS won't let me buy the album anymore. And then the album before that, it's All In Time. I think I've had 12 or 13 copies of that album. I'll have it in the car and I'll be talking, oh, I don't have that album. So it's...
Yeah.
Here.
Well, I guess I'm buying another one then. Here you go.
Yeah, so a lot of really crazy talent coming out of Barrie. Definition, Spenny, Mindset. Dudes are going to get pissed. I'm going to forget them. Urban Havoc. Adam Walsh gets slept on like crazy. He's super dope. Yeah. Freestyler, et cetera, et cetera. Look into Barrie Hip Hop. Don't be pissed. I forgot you.
Jordy LaFoy.
I saved him. I brought some tracks for you to run through.
Nice.
And that's the theme of the day. It's Jordy LaFoy produced. And they're bonkers tracks.
Like, yeah.
Insane. Out of Toronto, Mike Guts, Kincaid. Your track on the Otis mixtape is probably one of my favorites. I don't know. I could go on for days. Legitimate, Babylon Warchild, Venturing Out West, there's Fusion, Evil Ebenezer, Snack, The Ripper, Coal Miner. I'm rambling now, so.
Yeah, well, that's a good lineup, man. Do you have any advice for aspiring artists and or aspiring beards?
Aspiring artists? Just put in that work, like whether you're a painter or a musician or anything, it's all about putting in the time. I got the most fame off of graffiti. Like, I didn't look at it like, oh, I'm an artist. Like, it was a second job for me. Like, I would go to work for 8 hours a day, and then I would come home, load up my backpack, and then I would go out and do graffiti for 4 hours and, like, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I was putting in, like, religiously 12 hours a week or more on the street. Like, you get home from work and be tired and be like, no, I gotta go to work. Like,
you
go and party, and you gotta get up the next morning and go to work. So just look at it like that and grind. Network with as many people as you can, because even musically, like, there's a lot of people doing shows or a lot of people on albums that talent wise shouldn't necessarily be there, but through the networking process they get that shot. Twitter and my Instagram is at Sage's Beard. Facebook, you can search me. It's facebook.com/sage.msc, or you can search me at Sage space capital I space MSC. My website's coming. I'm chipping away at it. Like, I'm too busy doing other people's logos and stuff like that to promote myself, but it's coming. It'll probably be sagesbeard.com.
Yeah. And a good part of that, though, of course, is that, you know, if you're busy working on other people's logos, then when it finally comes up,
I'll have the content to make it decent.
Portfolio. Well, thank you very much for coming by.
It was fun.
That type of meaning with the beat was high dreaming. A final season with life inside the breathing. I kind of feel him. If you write, the psych is healing. The cypher's real in a crowd to come around. And Michael beat it with sounds to groove you now. The idols leaving the grounds of soothing sounds. As I competed it now with stupid clowns. And the loot is found to make you nice, but the truth is out. We do it wild with the hype of the newest round. It's been a while since the flight of a groovy sound. I see a smile and the lights and the doobies out.
Stop hip hop running through these veins.
You always in my brain and you help me ease the pain.
For the people
still breaking ground.
That I come from, chasing his one mom face, make the home sprung. Grade 6, making mixtape-ish, page flip, taking this phase with days in Benny room or the living room, spinning in the illy tune, signal through like Billy, dude, you get into a Philly tune. New York with hot tracks on the radio waves, new thoughts, we talk back like the radio play, the own script, fresh tape, close grip, let's make, go get, next page, don't quit. See, the music was reliever that we used to move our feet, now the music is the reason why I choose to do with me, how I usually be seen pushing CDs on the street. This used to be a dream, but my belief is on the beat. Been building from the feelings and the dealings that it gave us. Respect upon the men with the pen that raised us.
Stop hip hop running through these veins.
You always in my brain and you help me ease the pain.
For the people
still breaking ground. In my brain, then you help me ease the pain.
For the people,
still breaking ground, writing and rapping.
My roots are growing stars from way back.
Thanks again to Sage for the time and the talk, and respect to Spinny, Jordy Laforte, Babylon Warchild, and LS.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
I might not be back for a couple or 3 weeks, but you never know what'll happen between now and then. Meantime, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
it's a rare thing, but once in a while, everybody agrees on something. One of your tasks as an artist is to disagree, even if you agree. You're the wild card in pretty much any game, the one whose job it is to think differently. Try disagreeing with yourself and see what you come up with.
Thanks again for listening. Now go be awesome.